Well, today is Monday, January 15, 2024. Time now is approximately 12:26 p.m. in the afternoon, Central Standard Time. And I want to talk about Donald Trump Sr. campaign. While I was doing analyzing Donald Trump with the tools I use in the early spring of 2023, came across the impression that came to me that Trump was going to be very angry after the first of 2024, January 1, 2024, and it's going to carry on through pretty much most of 2024. So far as the Iowa caucus of 2024, even though Donald Trump Sr. is likely to get the more votes than other candidates, Republican candidates in that caucus. A couple of days after the caucus, Donald Trump is going to be voicing anger and displeasure because enough people did not vote for him or caucus for in his favor in Iowa. And I think he's going to be very, very upset about that. And that will be on or about on the about 17th and 18th of January of 2024. And, of course, he's going to have some turmoil through the year, as he usually does. More so some strong stuff between himself, between Donald Trump and the USA, of course. So we'll see what comes out of that. So at this time, based on the biorhythms of Donald Trump and the USA, it looks like, I believe it's the big sweepstakes of the primaries, so to speak, on March 15, 16, somewhere there. And it looks like Trump is not going to come out anywhere near as good as what he would like to come out. And that's another thing that I believe Donald Trump Sr. is going to be upset about in the year of 2024. And of course, you can read more about Donald Trump and what his problems are going to be, are and going to be, and at the ages. If you just look on the website here under Donald Trump on the GOP election site, and you can see some other problems that are coming up. As I have listened from, based on his numerology. Also, one other thing that I saw in some charting I've done a couple of years ago on Donald Trump Sr., he is probably going to be coming down with the same mental problem as his mother finished up her life with, and that is, I'm not sure if it's Alzheimer's or something on that order. Some kind of mental condition, and if Donald Trump does get in office again, people should watch him very closely and his mental attitude so he does not do things that are too out of hand, unreasonable, so to speak. We'll see what happens with that.